Hello, everybody. How are we doing?
Hello, everybody. It's really nice to be here. I think we are on Reclaim TV and DS106 Radio simultaneously. Oh, for real?
We are indeed.
Whoa. I don't know why I'm surprised. I think I knew that.
At least theoretically, I will say I will admit I haven't checked the stream yet, but it says we're live. So, yes.
Well, everybody who's listening in on the radio and is not watching us on Reclaim TV or the recording, we'll introduce ourselves because we want to make sure we get into the swing of radio etiquette for the extravaganza that's happening from Monday onwards. So I'm Mara Deepwell, and I've been involved in the whole event organizing piece of it. So hi, Pilot.
Hi. I'm Pilot. I would say I've been loosely part of organizing, not nearly on the level that Taylor and Marin have been, but I'm really excited for this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Correct that. Not nearly on the level that Marin is. Marin has been doing
There's a
most
tier
of the organ.
system.
Yeah,
There's a
there's
tier system,
definitely a
and I'm on
tier
the bottom
system.
tier.
I do all of the weird, can the website do this stuff, which is a very small part of the whole project. So,
Well, we should also give a shout out to those folk who can't join us live on air or on the radio today. So, next week, when you see the whole of Team Reclaim in action at the DS106 Radio Summer Camp, you will also see Jason on the airwaves, one of our lunchtime DJs. Then there's also Meredith, who many of you will already know as Meredith is one of the longest serving members of the team at Reclaim here. Meredith will be hosting some sessions just like us, and also a radio DJ for lunchtime. And there's also Amanda joining us on one of the lunchtime specials, which I think is just before Pilot's wonderful session, that hopefully we'll hear about a little bit later. And then also, we obviously need to give a big shout out to Jim Grimm, our camp leader in chief, who has given us permission to do something completely crazy for the very first time. So, in true form, we are going to have a world first week-long EdTech radio conference. I think it's pretty going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, and we have a lot of really amazing, as you were already mentioning, we have a lot of really amazing sessions. I am, when you pitched this idea, Marin, I think as a team we're all like, this could be cool for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons I think we're hoping that this could be cool was that doing a conference in this format may bring out some weird ideas, and I think, and weird I mean in a good way, right? Like it's some cool themes or out there formats, things like that. And I think we are seeing a lot of that just in the submissions. Obviously, I haven't heard of any of these yet, right? But just looking at titles and descriptions and things, I'm really excited for what folks have in store for next week. So.
Well, maybe before we jump into the program, here is just a very quick reminder of how to take part. Because from Monday, that is August 12th, you can take part. It's completely free and everybody is welcome. It's very easy to take part. We're going to put a link in the chat in Discord and also on the Reclaim TV notes on how to register. But you can basically sign up for free and go and see the online schedule, which shows what's on each day and also has the link to DS106 Radio. To listen, all you need is a web browser, and hopefully it'll be easy for you to catch live sessions. But we're also going to upload recordings to the sessions, and we have permission from the speakers to record pretty much every session. So those are going to become available via the schedule site as well. And we're trying to make the event more accessible by offering the transcripts for sessions as well. Now, a little note of caution here with the transcripts. With the resources that we have, what we can do is make automated transcripts of all the sessions, and we'll include the speaker blurbs and their links to resources as well. We will try and sanity check, but not with a fine-tooth comb. And then the last part of the session, or the part to take part, is really to join in the conversation. So we have a not the most catchy, but very literal hashtag, which is hashtag DS106 Radio Summer Camp. And if you go and check that hashtag on Mastodon, a few brave people have already joined in. And I don't know, Taylor and Pilot, if you've read any of the blog posts, but I've been loving reading what some of our speakers have started blogging about, which sounds so much fun. What are both of you looking forward to next week?
Overall what I'm excited about, but I will say specifically, I'm really excited to see what Tom Woodward's cryptid hunting, EdTech cryptid hunting is. I don't really know what that is, and I'm very excited about on that just based on the title. So that's one I'm really looking forward to. I will say I'm also just genuinely really excited to just, like, my game plan here is to leave the radio on all week in my office, essentially. And I'm very excited to have such a packed concentration of guest DJs, right? Like, we've got kind of full days here planned for each day, including music, but also sessions. And there's other sessions I'm looking at that I'm excited about too. But I think I'm right now most curious about Tom Woodward's.
Yeah, I think Tom's is really interesting just from the title alone. I'm also looking forward to, there's a session on Wednesday about digital storytelling, which, I don't know, that sounds really good to me. Digital storytelling, I've seen such interesting things done with all of the different multimedia aspects that you can do online. And so I'm really curious what that session is going to be like just from a perspective of, like, where do you go with this? Like, what are you exploring? How do you want to approach this very big topic? Especially talking past, present, and future. Are we going to speculate about the future of digital storytelling?
Well, it's a nice meta thing, right? Because this is DS 106, Digital Storytelling 106. So
yeah,
it's very appropriate, obviously, for this format and DS 106 in general. Maybe elements of DS 106's past, present, and future also play here too.
Yeah, I love that. And if you guys are up for it, I thought we could spend a couple of minutes just giving a few shout outs to what's actually in the program. And I know that a couple of our speakers are in Discord and listening in on DS 106 Radio and watching us on Reclaim TV. So here is a bit of a shout out. And I wanted to start with Monday, first day in camp. So we're starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time, and there will be some tunes to help you on the road to camp. But then after lunch, again, Eastern time, we have a first session with Em, who is going to be talking about leading change, lessons learned, and visions for the future. And I think that's a wonderful kind of session to kick us off, because it also looks kind of ahead and has that element of storytelling of what's happened in the term. And then there is the Western 106 Roundup with Mark Wilson, Todd Conaway, and Alan Levine, which I think Todd has been blogging about this particular session here on the and posted it as the on the hashtag. There's a whole sort of Western cowboy thing going on here that, like, you know, has like stories of being in the Grand Canyon and like country ballads drifting from the battered transistor radio perched on a rock. Like, I love the feel of this. And then Taylor, you are moderating the last sort of formal session of the day, which is with Terry Green. Do you want to chat about that briefly?
Yeah, I will say, again, I don't know a lot about Terry Green's session yet here, but I'm tremendously excited to help it come into the world, I guess, because I'm a big fan of Terry and getting Aaron and the work he does. And the title here is Online Learning Could Never Hip Hop Like This with Terry Green. So I'm really excited. I understand that this is a mixed media session, right? There's going to be some chat. There's going to be some music. You can probably guess that based on the title. It's a whole live DJ set. So I'm really excited about that. And, excited to listen in. So.
Awesome. Yeah. And, I think we mentioned earlier that there's guest DJs coming on every day, towards the later part of the program. So, Eastern time, that'll be from 6 PM and Lauren Haywood is kicking us off on the Monday evening. And depending on when you listen to, that might be morning or afternoon. Then on Tuesday, we have Anne-Marie Scott with Nice People with Nice Manners. On Thursday, it's Paul Bond, and there's also Joe Murphy on, on Wednesday, it's Paul Bond. On Thursday, it's Joe Murphy. And we have Rowan Peter joining us on Tuesday as well. And Rowan is going to take to the airwaves as one of our guest DJs. So there's plenty of stuff to listen to, kind of, as well as the formal sessions. And yeah, I don't know, on Tuesday there was so many sessions, I'm not sure which one I'm going to give a shout out to, but maybe there's one that I'm moderating, which is called Diversify Your Playlist / Syllabus with Daniel Linz, which I think sounds fantastic. And the session description, I was reading around that, and it was really interesting to kind of hear. I think that will be a multimedia session as well. How about you guys? Are you wanting to give a shout out to any of the ones you're moderating on Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm moderating two sessions on Tuesday. I'm going to be moderating the Old EdTech Mansion, which will be at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And I will confess, I've looked through the descriptions of the sessions that I'm moderating, and I'm really excited to start to understand them. So the Old EdTech Mansion looks like it's going to be sort of a tour of the host's experience, like over the courses of their time working in EdTech, through the metaphor of exploring a house and with a soundtrack, which sounds super cool. And I keep trying to visualize it, and I keep coming up with different stuff. And I feel like none of it's going to be right. Whatever I'm guessing, it's going to be more or different. And then the other session that I'm going to be hosting is going to be on Tuesday, is going to be with, I'm going to be moderating. I'm not going to take more credit than that. Is going to be with Dave Cormier at 4 p.m. Eastern. So Taylor, that's 3 p.m. for you.
We should have had someone else probably share the schedule. Sorry, we're mostly talking East Coast time. Mine's going to display Central time. I will just say, though, I'll put this in the summer camp chat. This is the page, listen.reclaimed.tech/summercamp. And if you visit there, it'll show it in your time zone. So
yes, the site is adaptive, which is really cool. But yeah, so Dave will be just, this is another one where I don't really know that much about the topic, so I feel unequipped to explain it beyond reading the description out loud, which is probably not great, stream or radio. But Dave will be talking about, I can't explain it better than the summary. So I keep starting that. I keep going, no, I'm just about to read this to you. I'm about to read this out loud. The point is, it's, oh no. Someone stop me. Someone stop. Someone bail me out.
I think Dave would be delighted with that reaction, because I think it's an intentionally provocative and kind of funny take on what it could be on the radio. And mm-hmm. I think we'll be in for a unique session, that's for sure.
Yes. I don't know if I can't remember if I read the title out loud. So the title is A Year of Uncertainty, fighting the fight against the Rand Corporation with Dave Cormier.
Yeah, oh,
I got awesome. Through that. That's enough.
I'm also, I will say, I'm also very excited for on that Wednesday, right? We're talking, or is this, we're on Tuesday still. Whoops, I'm all mixed up. Another Tim Clark session, actually, the Austerity Blues Redux. So Tim actually alluded to this a little bit in our last community chat of something he was working on. I don't remember if this was in the recorded part or not, to be honest with you. It may have been right before we were recording. But I think if you are someone who works in or around higher ed and have been in any way affected by budget shortfalls, cuts, I think this will be something that's perhaps cathartic and informative. So I'll just leave it at that based on his description here and also what he's described it as. I'm really looking forward to this one too, as not only informative, entertaining, but perhaps giving us some new angles to chew on for some of these problems that we deal with all the time, right?
I really love that some of the people on the program have really, gone with kind of our invitation to share, you know, something beyond the kind of usual successful, here is my wonderful glitzy, shiny, you know, ed tech project. This is how it succeeded. Here are all the metrics. So I love that people have kind of risen to the challenge. And I want to move on. Right. I think so too. Yeah. I love that. And I think I don't want to go like through the program step by step, but I hope on Wednesday that people are very excited for the session Taylor is doing. And Taylor, I hear Dr. Oblivion will be in the house. So I know that there is a lot in store there. So what's your plan?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I will say my session is still taking shape. But what we will be in store for is I will be interviewing Dr. Oblivion. And he'll be answering some questions about AI and education. We also have some call-in, some voicemail questions from potential audience. So it's really exciting. We don't get a lot of opportunities to chat with Dr. Oblivion. So this is going to be great. And I'm excited to have him, quote unquote, in studio for this conversation. And I am excited what people think. It's going to be kind of a weird art piece. There may be theme music. There may be a little existential meta. It's weird. It's a weird idea I had, and I'm convinced to not make it less weird. So I'm hoping people find some enjoyment out of listening to it. So
awesome. Well, Pilot, I know you mentioned one of your sessions that you're really looking forward to coming up is on the same day, the digital storytelling one. And I don't want to kind of preempt what you might say, but I wanted to give a shout out on a session that you're moderating, because it's the EdTech Groovetacular, TRU's classic hits and open web trips with Brian Lamb and the TRU team. And actually Taylor and I had the pleasure of running some sessions with this team earlier in this academic year. And it's been so much fun learning about all the cool stuff that is happening at TRU. So I think in terms of when this session runs, I think I may already be offline, but I'll definitely catch up with the recording. And yeah, I think, Pilot, you're going to have a lot of fun in that one.
I think so, too. I can't keep going back to reading the description, but reading the description itself is just like fun and exciting. I think it's going to be a really, really good time. For me, that's going to be the thing that caps off my day. So I'm going to just like end it on a high note, I think. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I must say, I am one of the sessions I'm selfishly looking forward to the most is on this kicks off Thursday's programming after the Good Morning Campus session with Jim. And that's 29 years of EdTech and vinyl with Martin Weller, who is my partner. And I am so thrilled because he and I are going to take all the risks and do live vinyl casting on DS106 radio. Now, just to give you a bit of context of how this has been unfolding in our home, we now have a stack of 29 records. We have, like, you know, I think realized that we can't play all of them in a 1 hour slot. So we now have discussions over breakfast, lunch, and dinner about which records we might be playing for his session. And Martin is going to riff off his book and blog series, 25 Years of EdTech, and hopefully give us a bit of insight into what he's up to at the moment. But I have devolved all responsibility for the vinyl part of the casting on broadcasting to him. So no one will quite know what will happen with that one. Hopefully you will hear the authentic crackling over the airwaves.
It's going to be some authentic, real OG disc jockeying. I'm very excited. Actual, real. How are you all going to like pick, are you going to put like little, I've always wondered how people queue up a specific track in vinyl. Obviously, you can kind of see it, but when time is of the essence, or I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I've delegated that to him.
Okay.
Because
that's strategy.
That's right, exactly, Pilot. Yeah, I mean, I have the vinyl casting set up like by USB connection to the record player, so I have done that before, and we're just going to have the sort of in quotation marks usual DS106 setup. But yeah, so I haven't done like vinyl casting with a different record for each tune forever. So yeah, slight bit nervous about that. Oh, do you guys want to give any other shout outs to sessions on Thursday? There is so much fun in store there.
I mean, I think we already talked a little bit about being excited to find out what AI cryptid hunting with Tom Woodward looks like. Marin, are you're not going to talk about reclaiming? You and Taylor aren't going to talk about reclaiming your socials?
Oh yeah! Oh my God, that's also on Thursday.
That's on Thursday. You were like, oh, is there anything else on Thursday we want to shout out? And I was like, are you for real? Your session?
Yeah. You're right. We have a very special guest. The current CEO of Alt, Kerry Pinney, is going to join us. And Taylor and I are going to revisit Mission Mastodon. And Taylor, I hope we can get the theme tune that we had for that. It was so awesome.
I believe we still have that. Yeah.
Last year. Yeah. Yes. And so we're going to talk a bit about that. And as you know, Team Reclaim has been out and about at a lot of conferences this year sharing our journey on how to, you know, really get federated. And I like to give a shout out to Alan Lewin with this session as well, because I think, you know, his inspirational Gasta talk at OER 24 this year on get federated is definitely inspired the session. So Taylor, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I mean, I'm really excited for it. And the Mission Mastodon stuff is something that, that I think back to quite often when we talk about Mastodon or social stuff, social media stuff in general. So I'm really excited to revisit that. I gotta dig up that theme tune. That was kind of an amazing surprise, I think, for at least for Jim and I, who didn't expect that going in. I'm really excited. I think we've been in some ways settling into Mastodon at Reclaim in a good way this year. Last year it was the new cool, we're checking it out kind of thing, and this year we're just kind of using it. And that's in a lot of ways a really good thing. So it'll be a nice time to kind of revisit and go back to that time where we were like, what even is this? So
yeah, I agree. And we when we recently were on air talking about this, one of the participants bravely went from being enthusiastic to being convinced to be a speaker and having a featured story at summer camp. So we do want to give a big shout out to Shannon Hauser, who
has a
wonderful, yeah. And do you want to do that one, Pilot?
Well, I guess Shannon's going to be on the radio talking about like what makes good. You're a little too far ahead, Taylor. Shannon is before cryptid hunting, but he's going to be talking about teamwork and what it means to be a successful team, which I'm really excited to hear about, just because, like, the work that Shannon does, that the whole team at UMW does with student workers, creating just like a powerhouse team that also allows the people on it to learn and grow as they're doing their work. I think it's really cool, and I want to know, Shannon, if you're watching, if you're listening, you don't have to just talk about what you do. You can talk about whatever you want, but I do want to hear at least a little bit about what you guys do.
I love that. I love her session title as well, of Dream Teams and Apollo 13s. I think, that's, you know, kudos.
Mm-hmm. That is just prime. It's not alliteration. I think the term is assonance, but it's awesome. It's very good.
I think so. I think absolutely. And rounding up the day, another highlight for Thursday is Talky Tina Tells Some Tales with Tina Morden. And that is another session I'm really looking forward to. And just as we were talking, actually, I'm realizing that it's going to be so hard to kind of, you know, like tune into selectively. And that's one of the joys, I think, of radio. What you said earlier, Taylor, is that you can just have it on, you know, in the background and, you know, have that kind of coming in and weaving in and out of your day. Because I think everybody will be glued to their radio, wanting to listen into that. Yeah. Okay, well, we don't want to over egg it, but I think Friday sounds like a kind of all hits end of the conference. So we start today again with Good Morning Campus with Jim. So you've had a whole week of waking up to Jim's dulcet tones on the radio. So this is going to be a wonderful way to start the day.
I still think we need to get him a megaphone in real life that he can use into the mic. I think that'll like sell the experience.
I think by Friday there won't be a megaphone big enough. And then one of our all-time favorites is returning to Reclaim. Lauren Hanks is coming back to celebrate 11 years of Reclaim. It was the anniversary of this amazing company just a few days ago, like at the end of July. So we're going to be celebrating 11 years of Reclaim, and we're going to have all kinds of special guests from Team Reclaim on air to talk about some of the cool projects that have been happening in year 11. And then it's Blog or Die, the closing camp plenary, which I love absolutely a title of. And what's in store for that is still under wraps, but Jim is going to be joined by special guests, and there will be an open invitation to dial in, I believe, as well. So amazing. I must admit, I'm at fault here for writing I'm to blame here for writing the description of this session, where I was trying to get the word blogging in as many times as possible. So SEO. Hopefully, yeah, absolutely. Hopefully that will make someone stay. But Pilot, I think you have the last session to announce, and it's your own.
I do. Yeah. I have the final session of the whole event, no pressure. I'm going to be hosting the game Longtime Listener, Last Time Caller, and all I can say is, welcome to your apocalypse! yeah, I'm going to do that entire voice for an hour. It's going to be really good for me, I think.
It'll be good for your throat and your vocal cords. It'll be good for everyone's ears. Just good all
it's
around.
It'll be good for the mic. You know, yeah. It's great. It's the weekend after. I'll have some R&R time. Yeah, long time listener, last time caller. Actually, speaking of Shannon being encouraged to sign up and be on the radio and host a session, I think I had time on the schedule earmarked because I wanted to participate, but I had no idea what I wanted to do. And a couple weeks back, we had the sort of preliminary looking forward to camp, what are we thinking about type thing. And on air, I was saying, well, you know, I want to be, I want, but I don't know what I want to do. Maybe I'll talk about audio storytelling, radio dramas and things like that. And then I went, oh yeah, there's also a tabletop RPG. It's not really tabletop. There's an RPG about hosting radio sessions, and it's called Long Time Listener, Last Time Caller. I went and looked it up, and it went, oh, this is for 1 hour to have people call in. This is perfect. And I shared it in the Discord chat, and Shannon went, oh, I would play that, you know, if you hosted that. And I went, cool. I don't even remember what I was going to talk about before. We're doing this now. So Long Time Listener, Last Time Caller is a role-playing game. People can, participants come in and they, you adopt a persona, basically. You can adopt multiple personas. You don't have to play the same character the entire time. You are calling in to a fictional radio station that is broadcasting during or after the end of the world. And the game doesn't give specifics on how the world ended. That's something that you come up with as part of the premise for the game. It does recommend that you, or me, the host, gives that premise ahead of time so that anyone who wants to participate knows the tone of what they're in for. The example that they give is you don't want someone going, we're going to do a silly zombie apocalypse style. I'm going to call in with that. Oh no, this was a pretty serious climate apocalypse story. Oops. Or vice versa. Yeah. Wow. I'm spending, well, it's my session. I can spend as long as I want talking about this. But so Long Time Listener, Last Time Caller, this session is going to be pretty silly. The sheer physics of music has started to break down the world. The drum beats causing earthquakes. The guitar shreds too hard. It's tearing apart the rainforests kind of thing. And in the middle of it all is me, a radio host who is offering you advice not on fixing the world, but on fixing the machines that break in this apocalypse scenario. This is going to be great because I don't know that much about machines. So I have about 1 week to learn how cars work. And if you ask me about anything else, then I will make stuff up.
1 week to learn about how cars work. I love that.
Yeah. You know, I know how, in theory, to change the oil on a car. We'll get... I'm going to make it up.
You're coming from a place where, luckily, some of your advice will be inherently absurdist, right?
That's true. Yes, exactly.
To be clear, this is not a dig. I'd be in the same exact boat. So,
yeah.
I love that. And Pilot, I want to ask, I know a couple of people listening to this will want to call in. So yes. How can you take part?
Yeah. So for right now, my plan is basically, Long Time Listener, Last Time Caller is actually one of the other things that was great about it is it's designed to be played remotely. It's down in the rules in the description, which, by the way, is linked on the schedule right there. You can see there is a link, and that will take you straight to the PDFs of the rules if you want to figure out more about the game. It is designed to be played over Discord. It's designed to be played over Skype. It can be played in person, but it is meant for sessions like this. So if people want to call in and be participants, that's great. I am looking for people. Right now, my plan is to collect names, get emails, get contact information, and then send out joining info to have people on a StreamYard session like this one. And the way the game works is I'll be hosting, one person at a time will call in, they'll unmute, and in their character, one of their characters, they'll call in with a problem and we'll go back and forth and talk about it. They can then, when their time is up, they can mute. It'll be someone else's turn, and it'll be popcorn style. We're not rotating. Nobody's going to be forced to go at a point where they're not ready. But that said, it would be interesting to see if we can get people to join live. Like, if you're listening to the session, you actually, I have an idea. I want to be part of this. I haven't worked that one out yet, which is great. I should have worked that out by today. Radio session is when I should be explaining that to you.
If you want to workshop it a little bit, we can during the session, because they will have to be, you know, live to participate. But yes. We can drop StreamYard links in the Discord channel, and people could join from there at that time. That would have a nice, authentic call-in live radio feel to it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, maybe we would have people like DM on Discord. I feel a little weird about dropping an open StreamYard guest link into a chat that is being embedded into a page online. But yeah, I think the idea of having people just like raise your hand in Discord and say, hey, actually, I want to call in. Cool, we'll send you the link.
Cool.
Hop on.
Yeah. I'm kudos to you, Pilot, for, you know, coming up with the most inventive format. I absolutely loved it when I read the description, and I was completely new to this particular game, and I thought it sounded fantastic. Right? I think it's amazing, and it's particularly apt, I think, because it's kind of, you know, a lovely interactive way to kind of, yeah, celebrate the end of what I think is going to be an awesome week. So, kudos to you. It sounds fantastic.
I'm really excited. It's going to be a good time.
Well, I can see loads of people chatting with us on Discord already. And here's just a reminder that, there will be a Discord summer camp channel dedicated for the event for the whole week next week. And we're going to start kind of having a kind of more live conversation from Monday, but I think plenty of people have already started arriving. And if you're completely new, I wonder, Taylor, if we should just like give people a quick kind of, encouragement to get involved in the community and kind of tell them a little bit about where they've arrived to wrap up. Because I know loads of people who are coming to DS106 Summer Camp aren't yet part of the amazing community activities that you have coming up. So what do you think? Would that be a good wrap up?
Yeah, sounds good. So if you're here on Reclaim TV or YouTube, we're typically streaming here we're typically streaming here once a week. But we do a lot of things. This is just one of the things that we do as part of our community events. If you're on DS106 Radio, you can go to reclaim.tv and see the video feed. But I'm going to share a kind of one-stop shop webpage here, community.reclaimhosting.com. This is where you can kind of find everything we are up to, basically. And we do things under a couple different banners. I will say we have some probably updating even of this site to do in terms of like organization and things like that. But so if you go to our EdTech TV, our EdTech channel here, you can see all of our upcoming events on the calendar. So this will be Reclaim TV streams. We've got events like the summer camp, which is next week on here. And then further out, we've got community chat. We're not doing a community chat in August because that would fall actually next week during the summer camp. So we're skipping August. You can check out just generally what's all coming up right here. And you can click on all of these, of course, to go to the event calendar and see more detail about each individual event. You can also go to our community chats page and just see the upcoming community chat dates. And as we pick topics for them, these get filled in with, you know, what it's going to be about. So that's a good place to stay up to date on community chats. If you didn't know, community chats are a monthly open video call that we do and we record and post. And it's really great. Basically, the format is the team here comes up with like a very basic idea, and I awkwardly explain the idea at the beginning of the community chat, and then very thoughtful people discuss it. And by that, I mean everyone who attends the community chat discuss it for about an hour, and conversations go all places, all kinds of places about like, hosting, web hosting stuff, Reclaim kind of stuff, to really deep, like higher educational topics and people talking about their work and what challenges they're facing and kind of everything in between. It's really, really, really great. I would say if you haven't been or seen any recordings of our community chats, I highly recommend checking out and please attend. You can always click this register button. And if you put in your email address into this form, you'll get email notifications a couple days before each community chat so you don't forget about it. Other things, I won't go through literally all of these, but we do also have tons of, if video is not your thing, we do have a blog post happening all the time. You can see the feed of it here, but there's really two places that we as a company are posting. That is blog.reclaimhosting.com and our Roundup, which is a monthly newsletter. Both of these are available via RSS or newsletter formats. This one comes out once a month strictly. This one comes out periodically, like once or twice a week. It's just as we have things to announce. So you can check out either of those places and easily get emails or in your RSS reader.
Before we move on, Taylor, I just want to give a big shout out to Pilot, because Pilot is the voice and the genius behind Reclaim Roundup. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't ever seen this newsletter before, it has the best gift game on the internet, full stop. So
I'll take that for it, but it was Jim's idea originally. I love taking credit for things. It's like my favorite. So
thank you. Come up with the best gifts. I think this is the best newsletter ever. I always makes me smile. How many newsletters can you say that about?
Yeah, not very many. The Roundup does get its own little channel here too, if you're curious. Like I said, this community page is a really one-stop shop kind of encapsulation of what we're doing. We also have on here recent forum posts, recent support links, but also like recently updated articles if you're curious about that. Social media links, which I should review that. Yeah, these are all current. Okay. We have a LinkedIn. I always forget we have a LinkedIn.
I think Meredith posts on the LinkedIn every once in a while.
Yeah. And then I've already mentioned Reclaim TV, but you can also see our latest videos, our archives. So we really encourage you to get involved or check out any of these video things. We typically under the EdTech banner also will have a couple flex courses a year, which is a sort of deep dive on a particular topic with weekly video releases and sort of a community discussion component, blog posts. It's a small course that doesn't require all of your time. So we don't have one of those announced right now, but we will have one, soon. Basically, we've got a lot of upcoming things from the workshop from summer camp to actually workshop in the fall around Domain 1 Zone and WordPress multi-site. So that's a good place to check out things for that too. And then finally, we've got this say hello on Discord link. You can always hang out in our Discord, click the link there and join. It's a good place to keep up with these same things, but also it's a really great place to reach out to other folks who are in the community around Reclaim Hosting. So a lot of educators, a lot of instructional technologists, a lot of instructional designers are asking questions or talking about things that they find interesting, posting about their work in Discord from time to time. And we're always looking to grow that space because I always find it really valuable to connect there. And I hope other people can find that valuable too. So yeah, so that's what we're up to. And from a community standpoint.
Thanks, Taylor. I think that's super helpful, particularly as we have lots of people joining for the DS106 summer camp that are not yet familiar with the community activities. Okay, so I think we're coming nearly up to time, and we've been, you know, I think successfully on DS106 Radio and Reclaim TV at the same time, which bodes well for next week when we'll be heading to the airwaves. I am taking song requests, so if you are keen to listen to your tune, next week from Monday onwards. Send me those in the Discord SummerCamp channel and I'll be happily adding them to my playlist. I think that's everything from me. Do you guys have anything more to add?
No, I don't.
I'm going to put in another plug for my session. Let me know if you want to play.
Yeah. Message Pilot or reply to or put something in summer camp. I'm planning on playing. I think it's going to be fun. And I think we have a couple other folks already, but we'll take all comers there, I think. So
100%.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Well, see you all next time and next week.
Yep. And see you next week at the summer camp. Bye, everybody.
Bye.